Go to Philae, O man, chapter 1. Philemon 1, verse 6 says, let the communication of your faith. Say, faith has to communicate. Communicate. That means you're going to have to learn to speak. Amen? Now, there is a confession where you outwardly confess, and there was an inward communication. It says it may become effective by the acknowledgement. We have to learn to acknowledge. A lot of people, I found when they're doing this type of prayer, the effectiveness of communication of faith, they say, well, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm like, tell me what you're doing. And well, I sit and wait. I'm like, no, we don't sit and wait. We don't have God come to us. That's one level of operation. But that's kind of a miserable operation, because if he's not coming, then you're not getting anything. We go to him. Amen. We go to where he is, defined specifically by his word. Amen. We get a revelation of the word. We move into that revelation. We're going to do that today. We're going to move into revelations that we've received. The revelations we've received over the last 10 years were all part of our progressive journey into God. The door is a revelation. The throne of grace is a revelation. The lily's grace is a revelation. The Father's love, where he is a revelation. And now the doorway to the dispensation of the crown is a revelation. So it says that the communication of your faith will become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Say, in you. I didn't know anything's good in me. Yes, there's a lot of good in you, because it says in you in Christ. So we're not, definitely not acknowledging, and this is what people do. They acknowledge too much of their old man. They're living in a guilt-based, condemnation-based atmosphere. You're never going to grow with guilt-based, condemnation-based, because you're just bearing the weight of your own issues and your own shortcomings. You have to trust and believe in forgiveness of God. We're acknowledging what Christ is in us, not our old man. There is a time to acknowledge the sins of the old man, but you can't dwell on it. Amen? Everyone's going to make mistakes, and the closer you get to God, the more he likes your mistakes, but the more he washes. Amen? Walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So the closer you get is a deep cleansing thing that happens. It's an acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ. Amen? So we found out what is in us in Christ. Well, there's a kingdom in us, Christ in us, the Father's in us. He dwelleth in us. Holy Spirit dwelleth and abideth in us. The doorway of the kingdom dwelleth. All of it's there. We just have to have a revelation of it. I found another thing that people, they don't have enough revelation, so they're trying to move into a position in God, in the kingdom of God. They're trying to move into a position they don't have enough light for. Amen? The Bible says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. So if you're trying to move into an area, you need a lot of revelation of the area, because as the revelation of the word comes, it lights the invisible things. And they're no more invisible. They might be visible to the naked eye, but they're not invisible to the eye of faith. Amen? And it's the eye of faith that has to be continually fed, because if it's not, you'll lose even the light you walk in. You have to continually stay in. The higher you get, the more light you get. Amen. The higher you get, the easier it is. So what I want to teach you, what I want you to practice, what I want us to learn is how to unload. If you learn to unload your sorrow, unload your heaviness, unload your burden, unload offense, unload unforgiveness, unload trespass, unload when people betray you, unload distraction, unload when you have storms in life. Listen, if you bear the storms, there's preachers who've been in ministry 50 years that don't know how to unload. If you don't unload, you're going to internalize it. It's going to eventually pack, pack, pack. And then eventually it's going to come out. Amen. And when it comes out, you don't want to be around anybody who's like that when it comes out. When I learned to unload, that was a great day for me. Because here's the deal. If your progression to God, you're waiting to feel something, you're not going to always feel something. But if you go by faith and you get your faith primed, your faith can pierce any veil, any darkness. It can pierce the place where feelings happen. Amen. You'll go from non-existent feeling to the glory of God, and you move by faith through that veil. Amen. And then we go to the throne of grace, and there's we unload. If you learn to unload and really unload, and you're going to get tested, take a test and turn it for the good. Take something that's happened to you and learn to turn that for the glory of God. Learn to move it and unload the burden. Amen. Take off the old man. Put on Christ. When you learn to do that, you're going to start actually having fun in your Christianity. You're going to have fun in the glory of God. Amen. But if you're just carrying the burden, there's a lot of people just worship under the burden, but they never get free. See, the higher you get, that stuff can't stay. That's why we move up, 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 up into the door, throne of grace, rest, divine union, all the way up. The higher you get, all that stuff breaks off. You can learn to do that every day. That's what we've been trained for. Amen. To go into the depths of the Father, to go into the depths of the glory of God. Amen. Today, we're going to move to the throne of grace. We'll be moving into the lily's grace today. And so, focus. I don't want you to focus with a mind. We don't move in the mind. We move in the heart. So I'm going to show you something just to review. I want to teach you what's called heart imagery. Why don't you close your eyes for a minute? I'm going to show you how to see in the kingdom, how I see anyway. Because if you're a seer, that always may not work for you because you never inhabit what you're seeing. I want you to teach you and inhabit. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to see me here speaking to you. Are you aware you're inside or outside? Are you aware of the walls on the right and the left? Are you aware there's a ceiling above you? Okay, now open your eyes. That's called awareness, all right? Heart awareness. Now, what I do is I try not to do this because I see people, like they're trying to move into their mind. A lot of times you'll see me like this. I'm trying to create an awareness from the heart. I'm trying to drop in here, acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ. I have to speak. I have to acknowledge. And here's the big thing, focus. Solomon said it like this. He said, give attendance to my words. Attendance is going to require attention, which is going to require focus. What we want to teach you how to do is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. With focus and attention. If you're not learned to do this, it's going to be new to you. Your mind's going to float off. The mind will keep you out from the presence of God because it's going to move out. That's why I always, when I move in these places, I never stop speaking and I'm always focusing, even if I'm having to realign my focus. Now, what's so glorious about what we call the lily's grace? It's a whole revelation. Consider the lily, meditate upon the lily. That realm is so rich, so deep, because it's the epitome and the fullness of the rest of God. When you move into that realm, everything will come into submission, into the perfect submission of the kingdom of God, perfect rest, perfect peace. Everything comes into a perfect state of rest. Amen? And from that position, I move up to the Father. But when we learn to do this, we acknowledge, say acknowledge. Don't stop speaking. What I found a lot of people do is they'll just lay there and they stop speaking. You're going to drift when you do that. Speak, acknowledge, awareness, focus on the revelation of Christ. What I like to do is I start acknowledgement of the Holy Spirit. You're going to feel His presence the easiest. He's with you. The Bible says that He abideth in you and with you forever. Write this down if you want to learn something. The kingdom of God, whatever you acknowledge and give your attention to, will grow. When God brings me to a new place, I go into this phase where I'm acknowledging continuously. I'm not feeling anything. What I'm doing is I'm building that place, and all of a sudden it breaks open, and I start experiencing because I'm giving attention to it. With my faith, I'm acknowledging. I'm seeing it. I'm meditating. Another thing I want to share with you, we don't move anywhere in the kingdom that's not predefined by the revelation of God's word. We do not move through emotion. We do not move through the soul. And even if we do get encounters, we don't live by encounter. We live by faith. Amen? We move by faith. We move by the revelation because the entrance of thy word bringeth light. And it's that light that He floods the eyes of our heart with, and that's how we move. We see, we move, and have our being in God. Amen? With that said, so we want to acknowledge It's word and focus, acknowledgement, everything that's Christ in you. Holy Spirit's a good one to start with. When the Lord said, I am the door, if by me any man entereth in, he'll go in and out and find pasture, right? Well, I needed an image of a door, not just any door. Well, Exodus 33, 34 gave me that image. When Moses went out from among them, he went to a tent door. And a living pillar of glory stood before that tent door. So that's what I would see, a tent door with a living pillar of glory. Amen? And I would see myself move in through that, not stay on the outside. And then when I got inside, I wanted the awareness that I was inside a tent, not on the outside. That's how you move in the kingdom. Because eventually your feelings will show up. The glory, the presence will show up around that position. Now that moves, since we started moving into a temple, I move more into a temple than I do a tent now. And there's a pavilion of grace. We're going to move into that today. So as we do this, this acknowledgement, this awareness, we're going to move in this. And as we move the throne of grace, we're going to start unloading, amen, and reloading. It's not just a surrender. You have to also receive His grace. A lot of people know how to pray. Very few people know how to receive. You have to learn to spend time receiving. When you pray, believe you receive. A lot of people like to pray, but they don't stop and receive. You got to be like a sponge in there. You have to receive what He's freely given you. If you have walls, He has to break those down before you start experiencing, encountering things. Amen? So as we go in there, we're going to focus, acknowledge, and awareness. Amen? It's an awareness with focused acknowledgement. That is the master key to move into any one of these realms. I use the exact same technique for every one of these realms. I'm just moving into a different place that's been defined by the Word of God, a revelation. So if it's been revealed, I still use the same technique. So what I say, if you learn the technique and master that, you can move anywhere in the kingdom. Because all you need then is a revelation of the invisible thing made visible so you can move to that position. We're going to take off the old, put on the new, and get ready to start ascending the mountain of God again. Amen. Getting up into the high places, because I can feel when people are in the high places, I can feel when they're not. So we got to move back up into the high places, the greatest, and you have to be trained for it, but the greatest place ever is the high places. The Father, the glory and the love of the Father, dwelling with the Father on high. There's no greater place than that. Amen? It's the freedom and the liberty. We move into the liberty of God and learn to unload. You don't have to walk around with burdens anymore. Doesn't mean the enemy won't try to put it on you, but you can unload.